Project, progress, interference. It has been said that the more important the project, the greater the interference seems to be that, first of all, tries to prevent the project from even being started. Second of all, if it is successful in getting launched, then every step of the way there is apparent interference that may seem to be sourced from an individual, a group of individuals, a government, or a universal belief, whether kinetic or latent, conscious or subconscious. One of the greatest business problem solvers and Christian Science practitioners has given suggestions on how this can be handled in a scientific, spiritual manner. The suggestion is that there be a flat denial that it is true by making a simple statement such as, there is no, and then stating what the problem appears to be. Being specific is including naming the problem, but not including any elaborate details. And of course, this is the same thing that Mary Baker Eddy recommends when giving a testimony. She says the generic name may be indicated, but one should not include the symptoms. The next recommended step is to state the counterfact to the evil which is being suggested. This is how Jesus handled the three great temptations, as recorded by the wonderful Bible scholar J.B. Phillips in Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11. Jesus faces temptation alone in the desert. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit up into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After a fast of 40 days and nights, he was very hungry. If you really are the Son of God, said the tempter, coming to him, tell these stones to turn into loaves. Jesus answered, the scripture says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the highest ledge of the temple. If you really are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for the scripture says, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Yes, retorted Jesus, and the scripture also says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Once again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and from there showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their magnificence. Everything there I will give you, he said to him, if you will fall down and worship me. Away with you, Satan, replied Jesus. The scripture says, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and the angels came to him and took care of him. Following that, it states that Jesus begins his ministry in Galilee and calls his first disciples. So it wasn't until Jesus withstood the temptations of the devil that he started his ministry. As can be seen, Jesus stuck to the scriptures in refuting all three suggestions from the devil. Mary Baker Eddy also has stated that the inspired word of the Bible was her source for her demonstration of Christian Science. Here is a quote from Science and Health, Chapter 2, Atonement and Eucharist, page 22. The title is Wait for Reward. Work out your own salvation is the demand of life and love, for to this end God worketh with you. Occupy till I come. Wait for your reward and be not weary in well-doing. If your endeavors are beset by fearful odds and you receive no present reward, go not back to error nor become a sluggard in the race. When the smoke of battle clears away, you will discern the good you have done and receive according to your deserving. Love is not hasty to deliver us from temptation, for love means that we shall be tried and purified. On page 5, she addresses this same topic of being tried, and she says, the test of our sincerity, namely reformation. To this end, we are placed under the stress of circumstances. It seems that on page 397, under Christian Science Practice, she is opening the door to what Mr. Rawson recommends, or at least suggests, in one method of healing, solving problems. Mary Baker Eddy states this, remedy for accidents. Suffering is no less a mental condition than is enjoyment. You cause bodily suffering and increase them by admitting their reality and continuance. As directly as you enhance your joys, believing them to be real and continuous. When an accident happens, you think or exclaim, I am hurt. Your thought is more powerful than your words, more powerful than the accident itself, to make the injury real. Now, reverse the process. Declare that you are not hurt and understand the reason why, and you will find the ensuing good effects to be in exact proportion to your disbelief in physics and your fidelity to divine metaphysics, confidence in God as all, which the scriptures declare him to be. To heal the sick, one must be familiar with the great verities of being. The last sentence was the first sentence of the next paragraph, which it seems is her lead into exactly how to solve all problems, not just accidents. And of course, this is really what she is saying in the scientific statement of being, the definition of God, and throughout the textbook. learning about the seven synonymous terms and what they mean in individual experience is the foundation on which we must build our thought. When there is a belief of interference in the progress of a project, one could easily connect the dots by referring to mind and principle and love, as well as many other qualities. Love is deemed to be the plan and design of everything, of all existence, every activity, every individual, every event, every relationship. And of course, love includes oil as one of the terms, and we can easily think of that as lubricant, which makes everything work together. Principle represents system and structure. So if we are building the project based on a spiritual system and structure, then we have something we can rely on as a reference. For a spiritual system and structure enables harmony and balance. In fact, they are inherent. And we can certainly refer to mind, because mind is the source of intelligence, creativity, wisdom, knowing, and action. Mary Baker Eddy states in the glossary under the definition of good that good means God, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, and omniaction. We could refer to the project as being a reflection of those qualities. Therefore, for example, with omnipotence, there could be no power outside of immortal, divine, supreme, incorporeal mind. Therefore, there is no power that could be an interference. Mind is without competition or opposition. It's like running a race. We should not be thinking about competition or opposition. We should be thinking about pursuing perfection, pursuing performance based on flawlessness. It's a quality of spirit. And we should be thinking constantly about the senses of soul, which are always spiritual senses, because spirit is the only substance. So when we view anything, we need to be looking through the spiritual lens. We cannot let ourselves open the door to mortal mind suggestions. That would be part of the way that we could explain the reason why. The reason why that there can be no competition or opposition to truth. Of course, the motive of the project must be pure. It must be something that is going to relate to benefiting mankind. Certainly, we want the project to express life, which means the life of the qualities of God. That life cannot be based on anything that is material. It must be purely a spiritual emphasis. And of course, the plan and design cannot have any error in it, or that would be a conflict with truth. We want to stick to the truth. We want to be conscious of the truth and how it applies to the project. And of course, love is the nurturing of all of the elements of the project. We must care for each element and make sure that it is in compliance with the God ideal. The will of God, not the will of an individual human that is influenced by a so-called mortal mind. We must also realize that God being infinite, there is no limitation to the capacity or the functionality or the facility of what is involved in the project. In flight school, it is taught that if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. Well, this is only a suggestion of mortal mind. The example in that particular case is that the blades of a helicopter were installed upside down. Instead of producing lift, it was obviously trying to drive the helicopter into the ground. In a prior treatment that is entitled Success and the Next Step, it was emphasized that as a particular project is nurtured towards success, that the closer and closer the achievement becomes a reality, the more intense is the objection or interference to prevent it from coming about. And once success is obtained, then it intensifies even more to try to destroy it. One must be aware of how the suggestions of evil operate so that one is aware of it and be ever alert so that at the onset of any suggestion of interference, one addresses the situation immediately and sticks to it until the suggestion is totally dissolved. An introduction to how the synonymous terms work together was given in the last few minutes, and it is highly suggested that one take a look at the writings, really it's the seminars, of Maria Brunson. She, as well as everyone else that is mentioned in the treatments, have writings or recordings or both that are available from the website mbeinstitute.org. She refers to the development of the days of creation, which are in the order as presented in the first chapter of Genesis, which are the same way that Mary Baker Eddy delivers her definition of God in Chapter 14, Recapitulation, on page 465. And that definition is as follows. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And she explains how as one compares the definition of God and the functions of those synonyms to the project that one may be working with or the problem, that wherever the thought occurs to think about the problem in relation to solving it with the solutions as suggested in the definition of God, that if, for example, the idea of life comes to one and they look at what life really means, and they realize or they acknowledge that they are covering the elements of life in their work, but they still have a problem, then she suggests that you go backwards to the one before life, which is principle. And by going back to it, what I mean is that we need to have an understanding of what the terms are that relate to the seven synonymous terms. And a good way to learn those, if one isn't already schooled on that, is to study the book by Helen Wright, which is Your Divinity Revealed, because there's a chapter on each one of the seven synonymous terms. And she is an excellent writer and a very advanced student of Christian Science. And she writes in a style that is not only enjoyable, but easy to learn, but yet it really has the important meat about all of the seven synonymous terms. So one of the first focuses when one is studying Christian Science is to learn what the seven synonymous terms mean. Because then one can refer to that when they are dealing with a particular problem. And of course, the first step is to realize that our thoughts are where we go to address the problem. Because what our real goal is not just healing a problem, but it is advancing our understanding of divine metaphysics. Mary Baker Eddy, on page 146, states regarding divine metaphysics, she says, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for the present application to the cure of disease. Christian Science is not something that is haphazard. It's not something based on faith or hope or miracles. And by faith, I don't mean confidence in understanding something. I'm talking about something that is esoteric with no foundation. Albert Einstein makes this statement about Mary Baker Eddy and Christian Science. And this is in the header of the website. His picture is there. And if you click on his name at the bottom, you will go to a page of quotes by him about Mary Baker Eddy and Christian Science. And he says, blessed art thou, Mary Baker Eddy, because everything that really is in this book. And he's referring to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. He also stated, Christian Science is demonstrable. It is a science that can be proven. Since Mary Baker Eddy says that the Bible was her source for being able to discover Christian Science and get a better understanding of Jesus' works, one should be interested in the works of Robert Putnam, for he has taken the entire Bible and condensed it into 10 Bible lessons, and he explains all of the important elements of the Bible. It's only 146 pages in the 10 Bible Lessons book, but there are enormous number of references. So one can just review the summaries or they can dig deeply and spend as much time and invest as much of their effort that they would like to devote to learning about what Mary Baker Eddy is talking about when she says her inspiration came from the Bible. She recommends that we all become Bible scholars. And certainly studying that book from Robert Putnam is a wonderful beginning. It was mentioned earlier that in our working to solve interference in the progress of a project, that we need to deny that there is any power or truth in something that is trying to dilute or divert or interfere in any way the progress of the project. And Mr. Rawson has written a book called Treatment or Healing by True Prayer. And that's the one that was quoted from when it was stated that he makes or suggests that one way to heal a situation is to make a direct statement about the specifics of the interference, indicating that it is unreal. And in that book just mentioned, he has 1,315 examples of different problems that could occur. And it's really like an encyclopedia of spirituality, because each one is analyzed from a material sense standpoint of the difficulty it's trying to cause. And then he gives the spiritual solution that one can work with, which is the opposite or the counterfact to the false belief of what a material sense of things tries to present. He also discovered retroactive healing, where he has been able to experience over 500 times in healing demonstrations of overcoming the belief of time and space. By that I mean that the healing effect was taking place, or beginning to take place, if not instantaneous, at a time previous to when he was contacted for assistance in solving a problem. In this recording, it was also read about Mary Baker Eddy's quotation on page 146 of Science and Health about Christian Science being reduced to a system. And Ralph Witzke is also in the header, which means on every page of our website. And he is believed to be the most expert on the system of divine metaphysics. His works are also available for viewing or download from the website. This recording covered how Jesus handled, as related in Matthew 4, the three temptations. But Jesus also did much teaching, and it was by way of parables. And an analysis of those parables in accordance with spiritual interpretation in the theme of Christian Science, or based on the discovery of Christian Science and what it teaches by Mary Baker Eddy, is elaborated on in great detail, those 41 parables of Jesus, by Stamp and Moss. And again, by just clicking on Christ Jesus in the header, you have access to all 41 parables in great detail with spiritual interpretations and how we can use those for our spiritual growth, which of course brings about a more harmonious life. By harmonious, I mean that we gain confidence on how to face and solve anything that comes up in our daily experience. in a letter that Mary Baker Eddy wrote to one of her students on vision, she asked in the letter, are you able to focus? She goes on to say that no matter what comes your way. So in other words, we need to be able to focus on the truth no matter what interference may be trying to block any project that we are on, any progress that we are pursuing. And so I believe that what she's really saying is that everything is a matter of vision. What is our view? And are we willing to include in our view facing and solving anything that is trying to interfere with the perfect man, perfect God, that Jesus looked at every time he saw a problem? Mary Baker Eddy points out the importance of having a model, and we must form our model, and we can only do that as we understand more and more about God. Because we certainly want our model to be a model which is reflecting the qualities of God, so that we can refer to our model as needed and preferably continuously throughout our day. Wentworth Winslow also gives us some wonderful ideas. He has written 4 books on God. Let God Do It, God Can Do It, God Will Do It, and God Is Doing It. There's something like around 120 articles, and they are in the 4 books, and each one is anywhere from a page to 3 or 4 pages long, so that one could study one article and it would be covering the topic, as opposed to a typical book that you need to read the whole book in order to get the idea of what the author is conveying. All of these mentioned so far are in the header of every page, so they're at the top. So no matter what page you're on, you can click on their name at the bottom of their photograph. Or in a case of Mr. Winslow, there is no photograph, so just click on his name at the bottom of the title of the books, and you will go to the index for that author and have access to their writings. And one last one that I will mention is John Sinton. And John has done an analysis of science and health from beginning to end in 4 volumes. It was a long project. Many years he worked on that project. And on the left is the original text of Mary Baker Eddy, and on the right are ideas that have come to him that he wants to share, and they are very helpful if you're studying science and health. There are many tools that one can use to analyze, uncover the problem, neutralize the effect of the interference, and clear the way for more progress on any project one is working on, whether it is advancing one's spiritual growth, or whether it's a particular event, whether it's in a company that you are starting a new company and you're bringing forth a new idea for the benefit of humanity. Whatever it is that is the topic at hand, the tools are available. The truth is omnipresent. It doesn't take time. It only takes understanding. And I don't mean to belittle understanding, but what I'm saying is we do not have to accept the belief that it takes time to solve a problem where it takes time to advance our spiritual understanding. I've known of businesses that have been immensely successful in an extremely short period of time. It's a matter of thinking outside the box, not being confined, thinking that there is a limit on what one can experience in the progress that they're pursuing. Infinite, divine, incorporeal, supreme mind knows no limits. With the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of mind being omnipresent, how can there be limits? That's why God is without limits in performance, which is power. Power is merely the measurement of performance. God is all power because the performance is without limits. And what is performance? Performance is utilizing a creative idea and applying intelligence, wisdom, and knowing to it, recognizing that there's no limit to the capacity or the facility or the functionality of anything related to the idea. And of course, having a motive that is pure, flawless, reflecting the substance of spirit, and being without error, reflecting truth, viewing everything from a spiritual basis with the senses of soul, certainly having a spiritual system and structure, living the qualities of life, expressing God's qualities, and nurturing everything with love. The lubricant of love, letting the plan and design of love permeate all of the qualities and all of the activities that are involved. That's just a taste of how the network of God's qualities can work together if we are enlightened to see what they mean and how they are all one infinite network of goodness, purity, perfection. We do not have to tolerate interference. We don't have to suffer through interference. We don't have to accept it as being real. On the other hand, we have the opportunity to declare it is unreal, has no power, and therefore cannot affect any good activity. It has no foundation, no basis, no creator, no creation. As Mary Baker Eddy has stated in one of the 26 subjects that she has formulated for Bible lessons, God, the only cause and creator. There is nothing but God. Amen.